Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Lift up your voice. Let's appreciate him. Let's give him all the praise. Let's give him all the glory. Somebody thank this good God. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Thank him and thank him. Exalt his name high. Magnify him. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him for his good hand upon your life, for his faithfulness upon your life. Somebody appreciate this good God. Thank him and thank him. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the honor. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. For the amazing testimonies today, you can do that in the language of the Spirit. Somebody appreciate this good God. Exalt his name high. Magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank him and thank him. Ibo roko to boroko to kotonia. Iaka baraka ta kata katania. Ibarake teke 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 tenia. Iboroko toko tonia. Somebody thank him, thank him, thank him. Give all glory unto his holy name. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name. Somebody thank this good God. Thank him and thank him. Ibara eka baraka tania. Aya. Maroko toko toko tonia. Ibaraka taka tania. Ibarakete ketenia, Iborokotonia. Unto the Lord be the glory.
Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things.
Father, we say thank you. We have seen your hand. We have witnessed your glory. Daddy, we owe you thanks. This afternoon, accept our thanksgiving. This afternoon, accept our praise. This afternoon, accept our thanksgiving. Once again, we have gathered to hear from you. Lord, speak unto us. Let everyone be visited. Let everyone have an encounter that will make their destiny to count. Let this service be a service of a difference. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for the sent word. Thank you for the right word. And thank you for the word in season. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in his presence. I want to appreciate God and his servant in the house for the privilege to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. We are still on our prophetic theme, praise, facilitate fulfillment of prophecies. And in our teaching series, we have been looking at understanding how praise facilitate fulfillment of prophecies. Now, let me begin by saying, what are prophecies? What are prophecies? Prophecies are divine plans ordained to be fulfilled in the life of whosoever believes. There are divine plans ordained to be fulfilled in the life of whosoever believes. Not in everyone's life, but the one that has set himself to believe. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. Isaiah 55 verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of a mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall. Somebody say it shall. It shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in a thing whatsoever I sent it. So prophecies are said to be fulfilled because they originated from God. It is coming directly from God. And whatever comes from God cannot be stopped. All that it takes for you and I to do is to embrace every statement from God. There are no random predictions, but they are expression of God's intentions, plan, and purpose for our lives. So prophecies are ordained to be fulfilled. Look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Look at verse 17. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good works. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the plans that I think towards you. He said, it's a plan to give you an expected end. So prophecies are meant to come to pass. And I believe God, for somebody hearing me, whatever God has declared concerning you will be fulfilled. Hear me, prophecies are not information. They are divine agenda. They are not information. Divine agenda coming from God himself. It has been declared our new era year. Hear me, before the year is coming to an end, your new era testimony will not be frustrated. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25. Ezekiel 12, verse 25. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. The words that I shall speak, it shall come to pass, and it shall no longer be prolonged. I believe God for somebody's testimony. Whatever declaration, whatever agenda that God has purposed for you, in the year 2025, you will celebrate it. It will surely be manifested in your life. Hear me. Faith is the key to activate prophecy. Faith is the key. That is all that we need. Faith is the key. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. When you read the latter end, he said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, and you shall prosper. So it takes your faith. It takes your faith. Hear me. Your unbelief make God a liar. Your unbelief.
When you are unbelieving, you are making God a liar. And look at the scripture backing. 1 John 5, verse 10. Let's get that on the screen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. It says, he that believeth on the Son of God had witness in himself. And he that believeth not God has made him what? Has made him what? So your unbelief is making God a liar. And God cannot lie. Tell yourself, God cannot lie. So every form of unbelief in anyone's life, today, they will be destroyed. Yet did God speak according to his power, not our limitation. He speaks according to his power. What he is able to do and what he will do. Look at Genesis 18 verse 14. Genesis 18 verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee. And according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a son. Sarah shall have a son. According to the time of life. We are in that set time where God speaks loudest at the end. Hear me. Before the year runs out, your testimony will land on you. Matthew chapter 19 verse 26. Matthew 19 verse 26. But Jesus beheld him and said unto him, with men this is impossible, but not with my God. Somebody say, with my God, all things, including my own things, they are possible. They are possible. He said, with men it looked like it will never work, but not with your God. The year will end gloriously with you. Hear me, every prophetic word, receive and believe, engenders peace within. When you are not at peace, you have not yet received that prophetic word. When you are not yet at peace, when you are at peace, you realize you facilitate the fulfillment of prophecy. Look at Psalm 85, verse 8. Psalm 85, verse 8. I will hear what God, the Lord, will say, will speak. For he shall speak peace unto his people and to his saints. I will hear where there is no peace, then you are yet to receive that prophetic word. Psalm Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Philippians 4, verse 7. Peace is the inner proof that God is at work. It's in the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ. Hear me. Prophetic words create expectation, not anxiety. It creates expectation. So when you are anxious, you have not yet received the prophetic word. Somebody will be telling me the year is running out. God never ran out of time. He is time himself. All that you need to do, hold on to it. He said, be anxious. When anxiety steps in, God steps out. Hold on to it. Your God cannot lie. Declare to yourself, my God cannot lie. Look at John 14, verse 1. John 14, verse 1. When peace rules, fear loses its authority. Say, let not your heart be troubled. What do you have to do? Who do you have to believe? Don't let your heart be what? Troubled. Just believe in God, and you have committed his integrity to bring it to pass. Today, whatever need to be manifested, the God of this commission will show himself. Now, we are going to look at one of the mysteries that facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. One of the mysteries. Mysteries in a kingdom are hidden truth revealed by God. Hidden truth. If you have been hearing all the testimonies, those who were not in the first service, you can go and replay it. All the testimonies were linked to the truth that we are being taught this month. The truth. Jesus said to them in Mark chapter 4, verse 11, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Mysteries give you an advantage as a believer in life. Every mystery you understand makes you a master in that area. We are dealing with one of the mysteries, and it's a mystery of praise. Somebody says it's a mystery of praise. What is the purpose of mystery? To give you insight of the plan and the power of God at work. Mysteries are not for entertainment. So the praise is not for just singing and entertaining yourself. But in the realm of the spirit, you are facilitating whatever that has been declared concerning you. In the realm of the spirit, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. When you have mystery, kingdom mystery, you rise above limitations. What limits destinies is not able to limit you. By your praise tonight, whatever that is holding people down from today, they shall be broken. I say they shall be broken. So how does praise facilitate fulfillment of prophecy? How does praise? One, praise infuses strength. Someone say it infuses strength. Which empower us for exploit. Faith, praise, infuses strength. Strength in the kingdom is not physical strength, but is spiritual strength and enablement. A man full of praise is a man ordained to carry exploits upon him or to command exploit. Look at Psalm 84, verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them that appeared in Zion. And what are we in Zion for? To celebrate his goodness. What are the benefits of strength? In the kingdom of God, strength is not physical, merely physical. It is spiritual energy, inner stability, and divine empowerment that enables a believer to perform exploits. Spiritual energy, inner stability, and divine empowerment. Hear me? Strength empowers believer to fulfill destiny. And that strength can only be delivered to you on a platform of praise. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. As your days, so shall your strength. As your days, so shall what? Your strength. So your strength enables you to command exploits in life. And where is this strength coming from? On a platform of praise. Somebody say, on the platform of praise. You see why praises never lose in battle? Because they are ordained to be victors and not victims. We saw that in the life of David. A man, a praiser, praising God 7 times, praying 3 times, he never lost a battle. The last one that you lost will be the last forever. Strength empower us to command exploit. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. The people that do know their God, they shall be what? Strong. And what will they do? Exploit. Strength even keep your faith consistent. Strength. Inner strength. Spiritual empowerment keep your faith consistent. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Proverbs 24, verse 10. If you faint in a day of adversity, what happened to your strength? Your strength is very strong. So you could see that consistency and persistence of your faith is linked to your strength. And that strength comes from the platform of praise. What again? Strength fuels endurance and longevity. It fuels endurance and longevity. It keeps you running without giving up. It keeps you holding on to the prophetic word without giving up. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord, what will happen to them? They shall renew their strength. And what will happen? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be what? They shall walk and what? Not faint. Can you see the benefit of strength? And this strength can only be manifested in the life of a praiser. I pray that your strength will no longer be tempered with. When we give God high praise, we experience higher dimension of favor. Somebody say higher dimension. Higher dimension. We have favors are in categories. But when you give God praise, you are moved into another realm. So somebody praising God, the favor that they enjoy is in higher realm. And that is where God is going to put you today. Psalm 30 verse 5. Psalm 30 verse 5. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. In my prosperity I say, I be moved. But verse 7. The Lord, by thy favor, hast thou made my mountain to stand strong. That means I have been distinguished among my peers by engaging the force of praise. What are the benefits of favor? That higher dimension. Favor brings divine speed. Somebody say favor brings divine speed. When God favors you, what takes others years to accomplish, within a short year, you accomplish it. That is divine speed. And that comes by favor. Look at 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. 1 Kings 18, verse 46. And the land, and the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and gilded up his long, and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. By divine speed. By divine favor. So favor gives speed. So this week, God will grant you divine speed. I say he will grant you divine speed. What again are the benefits of favor? Favor opens doors no man can shut. When the doors are open, no man tempered with. That is higher realm. Somebody is a higher realm of favor. And that comes upon the praiser. Look at Revelation 3, verse 8. Revelation 3, verse 8. I know thy works. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. I decree upon somebody, that miracle door that has been opened, no one will shut it. That academic door that has opened, no devil will tamper with it. Hear me, favor also brings divine connection. Somebody say divine connection. It connects you to the right people. Destiny helpers. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but this week, that destiny helper will come through for you. Genesis 39 verse 21, talking about Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph, showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of what? The keeper of the prisoner. You are not meant to attract favor from the prisoner, the keeper. You are meant to serve him. But this case, by the higher dimension of favor, the prisoner officers were serving him. Somebody say higher connection. Say higher connection. This is coming from God. When he favors you, he connects you to the right people. I pray that this week, that destiny helper will appear for you. Favor gives you victory without fighting. It gives you victory without fighting. David was not involved in any fight because he was highly favored. Those that he was involved, he won without any stress. Why? The hand of God was upon him. Psalm 44 verse 3. 44 verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them by thy right hand. Somebody say thy right hand. Thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast what? Favored them. Favor also distinguishes you among many. This week, every student in this house, you'll be dangerously distinguished. I say you'll be dangerously distinguished. Favor also restores what has been lost. It restores what has been lost. Look at Exodus 12, verse 36. Exodus 12, verse 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lend unto them something as they require, and they spoil them. Your enemies are in trouble. Whatever that has been taken from you will be restored in double fold. Whatever that you have lost, I decree that it will be restored back to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise also provoke divine presence. Someone say divine presence. That changes our story supernaturally. It changes your story. Look at Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. Zephaniah 3 verse 17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is what? Is mighty. He will save. And he will rejoice over thee. Now when you jump to verse 19. Behold, at that time, I will undo. Somebody say, I will undo. Undo means God is going to reverse. He's going to cancel. He's going to destroy every work of the enemy against your life. Hear me. Today, every oppression upon your life is canceled. Every shame is canceled. Every conspiracy against your destiny, they are canceled right now. Every form of limitation is canceled right now. Any negative verdict against you, they are canceled right now. That is what the presence of God does. It reverses every case. So whatever that has been written against you, they shall be reversed this week. I said they shall be reversed this week. When you carry on in the same verse 19, he said, I will get them praise and fame in the land where they have been put to shame. So the same place where you suffered shame, God says he's going to give you name. He's going to turn shame into honor, rejection into recognition, embarrassment to elevation. Let the amen show it. He's going to reverse every case. Any form of embarrassment will lead to your elevation. Any form of shame will lead to your honor. And any form of rejection will lead to your recognition. That is what God is set to do for you. Are you ready for that encounter? But before we move on, we have certain things that we need to deal with. Enemies of praise. These are the benefits, but there are enemies. Somebody say enemies of praise. That is where we are going now. I want you to look at it carefully. Any area that it hits you, correct yourself so that your praise life will not be corrupted. One, murmuring and complaining. Murmuring and what? Complaining. What does that mean? Expressing deep satisfaction. Deep satisfaction. Protest. Grumble. Complaining complicate the issue. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47. Put that on the screen for us. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47. Now, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with what? Joyfulness and with gladness of where? For what? The abundance of what? All things abundant. Look at verse 28. Therefore, shall thou save thy enemy? Somebody say, God forbid. Which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck. Somebody say, God forbid. Until he has destroyed. Somebody say, God forbid. Because you are not serving God with joyfulness of heart. Hear me. Murmuring is more dangerous when it is inside. He is smiling. But inside the heart, he's complaining. He's just saying because, oh, you know, the witness, we can't say, no, I am sick, I can't do this. But inside the heart, he's complaining. And I tell people, anytime God sees you, he sees your heart. It's what is going inside your heart that God sees. If your heart is murmuring and complaining, you have eliminated yourself from the end time army, destined for glory. But that will not be you in the name of Jesus Christ. The next one is hopelessness. Hopelessness. Hopelessness is a state of giving up, losing expectation, thinking nothing good can come out of your situation. You have given up. You have lost expectation, thinking that nothing good can come out of you. But look at Romans chapter 4. Let's start from verse 18. Romans 4 verse 18. Romans 4 verse 18. He said, that verse 18. Who against what? Believe in what? Against hope, he believe in what? In hope. Now let's go to Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Romans 5 verse 5 quickly. Romans 5 verse 5. Quickly. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. The same place, just move forward. Romans 5, verse 5. Who against you now? Hope maketh not what? Ashamed. So a man full of hope do not suffer shame. Hold on to God. God is too faithful to fail. Somebody declare to say, my God is too faithful to fail. No believer case can become hopeless. Hopeless makes the challenges look bigger than God. It makes the challenges look bigger than God. But your God is bigger. Somebody say, my God is bigger. Say that again. So focus on God rather than focusing on the challenge. Focus on God. Your God is too faithful to disappoint you. Hear me. The year will end gloriously for you. I say it will end gloriously for you. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. No believer case can become hopeless. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Let's go. Let's read it together. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. There is what? There is what? You are joined to the living God. There is hope for you. Say that. Say to yourself, there is hope for me. Oh, declare that confidently. Declare that boldly. There is hope for you. There is hope for you. Don't let any devil deceive you that your end or time is running against you. Time can never run against you when you are running with God. Just maintain your attitude of gratitude. And you have committed his integrity to bring to pass his act in your life. I pray for you. Your testimony will not be frustrated. I say it will not be frustrated. The next enemy is offenses. 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 Which is resentment. Disappointment against God. Oh man, resentment, disappointment against God, oh man, disappointment. How can you be offended in God? When you are offended in God, you lose your defense. You lose your defense. Matthew 18 verse 7. Matthew 18 verse 7. Woe unto him, woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must need be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom offenses come. When you are offended in God, you lose your defense. Hear me. God is not to be blamed for that circumstance or that situation. But it is God that helped you out. You lost your car and you are angry with God. God, you don't know how I suffered to buy this car. How can I lose this car? They were not coming for the car. They were coming for your life. So your life and the car, which one would you have preferred? Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Don't be offended. God is your helper. Psalm 121. They look up unto the hill. Where do our help come from? It cometh from who? It cometh from God. It cometh from God. Don't let that situation take you off from God. You lost that thing. God is the reason why you didn't lose everything. If you knew what the devil was coming in for, you'll be grateful to God. You'll be grateful to God. We heard of Pastor David this week was talking about a man that was angry with the wife because the wife delayed and they couldn't catch up with the flight. As soon as they got there, the flight just took off. He was very angry against everything. Within that same airport, announcement came that flight has already crashed. You see how God at times can delay certain things to rescue your life. Don't be offended in God. If you have been offended in God today, ask for forgiveness. What did I say? Ask for forgiveness. Look at Acts chapter 24, verse 16. Talking about Paul. Acts 24, verse 16. We are going to read it together. Acts 24, verse 16. Let's go. And hearing, do I hold? Exercise myself to have always, somebody say always, a conscience void of what? Offense towards what? God. And towards what? Man. It's exercise that I will not be offended in anyone. I strive. So I put myself under check that I will not be offended in God or in any man. I pray that this prayer will answer for you. The next enemy is covetousness. 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 It's simply an uncontrolled desire of what belongs to others. Uncontrolled. You can't control your desire. You saw that person wearing that jeans, your eyes are just be roaming about. I must get one. The first question you ask him, where did you get this thing from? He said, I got it from here. You don't have a budget for it, and you go and pick a credit card to go and pay a trouser in credit. God forgive you. For wearing trouser in credit. When the creditor is looking for you, when they take off the trouser, your nakedness will show. Your eyes is just roaming everywhere. Uncontrolled desire. He has bought BMW. I need to buy one. And you can't sleep at night. Your heart is panting. How can I get this car? Who are you showing forth to? Nobody's interested in car in this country. Hear me. I tell people, buying car in this country is so cheap. Just have a good credit rating. And you go, they will give it to you. If you want to change it every year, you can be on credit every year. They will just be taking your money. They are not bothered. But some people are very smart. Instead of being on credit, I'll be smart and buy what I am entitled to at that point in time. So that I don't stress myself. When the month is coming to an end and everything is taken out, you are crying, God, you must favor me financially. He will not favor you. He will not favor you. You were not going according to your size. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with what? Take your one step at a time. Celebrate whatever God gives you. Everything that I have, I celebrate. Oh, I don't care how you see it. It's you are entitled to it. But in my eyes, it's so glorious. Because what I have, some people are not there yet. Some are even struggling to get it. Until I came here, I didn't know there was something we call homeless here. Because I thought everybody in abroad is broadening themselves. Until I got here, I said, so people even sleep outside. And you are back home and you are bitter that I have not traveled. Well, you have somewhere that you are sleeping. May God forgive you. I say, may God forgive you. It is rooted in discontentment, competition, and comparison. Competing. Hear this. I heard this. Not that I heard this. She came to tell me. One station that I was, the man and the wife, there was strong competition. Strong competition. The man was bitter because the wife was earning more than him. What a foolish man. If there is anybody to enjoy, it's my better half. Because whatever she has, I'm entitled to it. To the extent that then when the lady was going to write exams, she was looking for somewhere because anytime he's writing exams, this man will frustrate him. And you know the root cause. This is the root cause. They were both medical practitioners. And you have to do a course here to be certified. The man has tried several, he's not passing. The woman, every first attempt, she scaled through. Said the woman is moving at a very fast pace. And this man is bitter. Even when the woman wants to tutor him for him to excel, he said, no, you can't teach me. You can't teach me. So the woman went behind and was speaking to some of his friends so that they can come to his aid. She came to me and said, well, I'm not a prophet of the doom, but it's what is in the heart of your husband that is stopping from passing. No matter who teaches him, this man will not pass. Because his mentality is wrong. If he get there, what he has planned, you don't know. Until you take that out, you can never excel. She was going to write a final exam. She called me midnight. Say, Pastor, I have to be in the car. I have to even lie to my husband that I'm going to work. But I'm in my car learning right now. Because if I open up, there's going to be a fight at home. And that will destroy my day. What kind of, is it witchcraft? This higher realm of witchcraft. If there is somebody to succeed, who are you looking for? Is it not your wife? And your wife is succeeding and you are angry. Hear me. When they see the beauty of your wife, they give glory to you. They don't know. Say, this man, where I come from, that is how it is. So this man is taking very good care of the wife. And you will just be nodding your head. Yes, I'm doing my work. But behind the scene, there's something working. It is to your glory, not to your shame. Stop competing among yourself, particularly husband and wives. People are frustrated in this country because they are competing. Oh, you got 2005. I got 2005. He will take all the extra shift to make up for that 2005. For what? For what? Whatever comes into the same purse. and we distribute it equally. So there is no fight. I always tell people, humorously, when it is Christmas or it is my occasion and my wife buys something for me, I'm not surprised. I don't look at the big thing, the size of the thing, because I know where the money is coming from. And I know where you're taking that money from. And I know that money can buy that thing for me at that point in time. If it is a card, I celebrate because I know that where that money is coming from. Because there's nothing hidden. Everything is exposed to us. Please, let your mentality come alive. You don't need to compete among yourself. Look at 2 Corinthians. We are going to read it together for time's sake. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Put that on the screen. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Let's go now. For we dare not make ourselves of the normal or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not full stop. It makes sense to everybody now. It makes sense to what? Everybody now. Compare yourself. Some are not coming to church because he says, this week I couldn't change what I'm wearing. He said, well, I don't want to be wearing the same thing. But have you forgotten there are some office work that you wear the same uniform every day? Very soon, I think as a church, we must get a uniform. So that nobody will be looking at anybody. But you go to job with, you are happy. You are wearing the same uniform. Whether you wash it or not, nobody needs the same uniform. It's only you that you know. But when he's coming to church, you know, they will look at me because I wear blue. This time they'll be thinking, nobody is looking at you. And nobody is interested in you. Everybody here came for a touch, not to watch. I pray that your testimony will not be corrupted. Your testimony will not be corrupted. Rise to your feet, let's begin to appreciate God. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Thank him and thank him. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Now begin to pray. Lord, help me. Help me that my praise life will not be corrupted. Spirit of murmuring, take it away from me. Spirit of complaining, take it away from me. Hopelessness, take it away from me. Spirit of offenses, take it away from me. Covetousness, take it away from me. Somebody make that prayer now. He wants to preposition us for our glorious testimony. Go pray now, Lord. Help me to maintain a life full of content, a life of joy and rejoicing. Somebody make that prayer. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, help me that my praise life will not be corrupted. 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 Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, say, Jesus, I need that connectivity. As I said in the teaching, that man was not going to make it because the heart is not right. It doesn't matter how many people would teach that man. He was so struggle because the heart is not there. But this morning afternoon, you want your heart to be right. It's first thing first. Until you have a right heart towards him and his kingdom, things will keep on dragging for you. But that's not the plan and the purpose of God for you. But the only way to get your life back in order is to connect your life to Jesus. Jesus is in this house to baptize everyone afresh with the spirit of grace, with the spirit of gratitude, and then with the spirit of thanksgiving. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, say, Jesus, I need that connectivity with you. I've messed up my life, but today, by your word, I want to reconnect my life back. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, you want to make that prayer, lift up your right hand, I want to pray with you. Nobody's looking at you, it's between you and your God. Lift up the right hand boldly. I want to see that right hand so that I can pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up boldly now. Nobody's looking at you, it's between you and your God. Lift up your right hand. Lord, I need that connectivity with you. You have lifted up your right hand. Please, I want to beg you, make your way to the altar so I can pray with you now. Make your way to the altar now. Church, celebrate Jesus as they make their way to the altar now. Make your way to the altar now. Make your way to the altar now. You need that personal connectivity with him. Make your way to the altar now. He's set to dignify, to distinguish, and to elevate you into that realm. Somebody make your way now. We are waiting for you now quickly. You can join them now. You want to be connected
that your heart will not be corrupted, your life will not be corrupted, your destiny will not be corrupted. Make your way to the altar now. For those of you in front, God bless you for taking this bold step. Can I please ask you, put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your saving grace that has reached me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you for your grace that has located me in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession. The blessings of God will speak for you. It will answer for you. Your destiny will not be thwarted. Your life will not be scattered. By your confession today, God is repositioning you for your glory ahead. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that the blessings of today will speak for you and your family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. One of our pastors over there with the hand lifted up will have a very brief moment with you. Just follow him and he will just guide you how you can get your life connected to Christ. Church, let's celebrate Jesus once again with a clap offering.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.